R&B, hip-hop status, true more or less, jazz classical type hits. That's the side effect, yeah, but internationally loan to play the best hits. Independent radio spins, non-politic, filled with all types of advice. Inspiration through the daily groove that bring moves, pumping straight flavor. Nicki Minaj and a Teddy Riley. So grab your champagne and vibe, meet you in the lobby. Side effect support troopers, radio blast rise. From Monday to Wednesday, Thursday to Friday, 7 p.m., so keep it tuned on the fly day. The side effect way, you're the highway. 30-minute in they cruise Wednesday. That's Jag on the airway still. The side effect way on the highway. Call 323-784-9635. We live in effect with the side radio.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
The side effect,
yeah. Get up,
the side effect, yeah.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
The side effect, yeah.
This is Tay Hecker from The Game, and you are listening to the Side Effect Radio Show.
Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am Psy, your host. If it's your first time tuning in, I appreciate you checking out the show and I hope you come back for more. By all means, feel free to share the links on your Facebook and Twitter and whatever social network you're on. Spread the word. I know you guys could have been anywhere in cyber world, but you chose to hang out with your girl. And for that, I do appreciate you. Tonight's guest is Miss Mikey, the host of 106 in Park. Miss Mikey stopped by the Side Effect and she's going to discuss her new music, possibly movies and television, and much, much more. So you don't want to go nowhere because we're just getting started. Matter of fact, that's one of Miss Mikey's new joints that we're going to play. Just getting started right here, right now on the Psy Effect Radio Show. Let's go.
Yeah. It's Miss Mikey. What it is. Leg out. Hey, I wake up in the morning and I see dollar signs. Young and I'm getting it. And ain't nobody messing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody messing with my click. Now, even out here getting money. Like, way before 106. I'm talking racks, racks, bands. I'm even out here getting grand. From the ground up, and I bet you know the brain. That pink, that green, they ain't wanna believe. But I turned some hating doubters to believers. Oh, Jesus. On Instagram, straight flexing. Your subtweets is clicking. Fucking them up in your city. Wanna pop bottles up in my section. Man, it's phony. But let's get back to this money. I meant to say money, but when you count all them honey. It get kinda slur, vision get kinda blur. If you look me in my face, I ain't got no worries. That's right, I'm motivated, I'm overhated. I overworked, that's why I finally made it. And I'm feeling like Sean, I'm finally famous. I'm finally on, I'm glad you waited. Funny, cause I'm winning. If you mad right now, this is just the beginning. Tell them haters I'm counting. Tell them haters I'm counting. Tell them haters I'm at the bank, count stacks on my account and turn up. And I hate to be the one to break the news, but I won't lose. So prepare, yeah, beware. Cause I'm just getting started.
Please give a warm welcome for Miss Mikey, 106 in Park. Hey, Miss Mikey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time out to, you know, chat with me on the Psy Effect Radio Show. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure.
Now, I hear you at the BET Awards, getting it popping. How's that going?
Everything is going good. You know, this is the first time that BET is actually having a BET experience, and it's going really well so far, so I'm just really excited about the whole weekend and looking forward to seeing everybody in the BET fam.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see you guys do your thing on the television, so I'm just excited as you are right now, for real.
Yes, it's exciting.
Now, Miss Mikey, you know, you're on BET now. How has that been? Has it been like a roller coaster for you?
it's just been fun. It's been an amazing experience that I wouldn't expect for the world. It's a great platform, and just look forward to many more successful years.
Now, you were a teacher before you started to host 106 and Park. Is that correct?
Well, I was a recording artist at the time, and, you know, being a recording artist, independent at that, it's kind of hard to make ends, a lot of ends, you know. So being a school teacher, that was my bread and butter. That's how I made my money. And I love kids, and I taught theater arts, and I'm really passionate about just performing arts as a whole. So I was doing that. That's absolutely correct. And I was pursuing music at the same time.
You've been a part of the show for what has been almost a year now.
Yeah, right? Almost a year.
Mm-hmm. Now, was it difficult to follow, you know, in the footsteps of the legendary Free and AJ and Terrence J and Roxy?
Not at all. I mean, you know, it's a new day. It's a new generation, and it's a new 106 in Park. Like, and all you can do is just be yourself and mm-hmm. and wish to be somebody else that, you know, the next look up to. So it wasn't difficult at all. It's just about being yourself and having fun and doing the best job that you possibly can do. But, you know, definitely admire and look up to all of the past that paved the way and are all doing big things.
Right, right. And soon you'll be doing even more bigger things.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Now, how has the newfound fame has been? Have you been able to adjust to it? Because I know it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it could get a little hectic at times, but this is the lifestyle that I've always dreamed of. I'm here, so I'm out there life.
Okay.
I love the support, and, you know, I love all of my supporters in the world.
I have a message for you from one of your fans from Instagram.
Oh, wow.
The Jack Music. The Jack Music told me to tell you that, girl, you are so fine.
thank you. Thank you very much.
I tried to say that in my best dude voice.
You did a good job. You did a good job, girl.
Now, back to your music. I've been listening to your tracks, and I love your sound. It's so different than what we are hearing on 106 in Park, on MTV, mm-hmm. Hey, even on the radio. You know, I'm in Georgia, and I'm from Miami, and I haven't heard anything like that. How do you describe your music?
I am a hip-hop R&B artist, so I like to call it and I incorporate a lot of pop elements into my music as well, so I like to call it hip-hop. And, mm-hmm. you know, I like to infuse R&B styles into there. And, yeah, I like to play with my voice a lot. I'm actually ready to release another project that I'm working on with a lot of dope producers and songwriters. It should be dropping within the next couple of months. But once everything is able to really put it out there, then I can't wait to let everybody know about the project. It's kind of like under wraps right now. I'm not even supposed to be speaking about mm-hmm. it. So I have to put my foot in my mouth, but I'm just so excited about it. And,
I can hear it.
I can tell that it's definitely going to be my best project. So I'm just looking forward to being able to share that with everybody.
Oh, that's awesome. Have you been starstruck yet while interviewing on 106 in Park? Have you had that moment where you were like, oh, my God, I cannot believe I'm standing next to a person that I've been watching all of my life on television?
I would say I probably had that moment when I sat down with, you know, Jamie Foxx and Kerry Washington and Queen Latifah and just all of these huge legends, people that have really paved the way for African-Americans in the entertainment industry as a whole. And it was just a real moment, you know. I know how to handle myself under those circumstances, but it definitely made me feel really good inside that I was able to actually meet these people and sit down and talk to them and talk to them outside of the interviews as well, and get to know them as people. And they poured into me a little bit about, you know, just some little advice and things of that nature. So I was just, it was a blessed opportunity.
What's the best advice you've gotten so far from the legends, and from who you've gotten the advice from?
I would probably have to say just from various people. some of the same ones that I've named, and, you know, Brandy, all of these big names, people have said to just remain humble. You know, one day you're here, next day you're not. You know, stay prayed up. Keep the right people around you in your circle. You know, don't get caught up in, you know, the whole Hollywood. You have to be with this crowd and that crowd. You know, it's just dangerous, you know, if you put yourself in the wrong circle. And, you know, and also reputation is everything. So just make sure that you maintain healthy, positive relationships. And, yeah, I mean, those are probably some of the best advice that I've gotten.
Great advice, great advice. You know, I know hosting, especially doing it live on television, can be nerve-wracking. What has been your most embarrassing thing to happen while you're hosting on 106 in Park?
Most embarrassing? I would have to say getting tongue-tied on the prompter, and it was a live show. It wasn't anything that we could go back, and I had to really try to recover the best way that I can. I got tongue-tied, and then I got lost where the next read was, so it wasn't really making
sense,
but I had to cover myself and try to make it make sense. So I was just like, oh, my God, I just sounded so dumb right now. So that's probably one of my most embarrassing, and I went home and watched it and was like, oh, my God, you really did look stupid, Mikey. You should never let that happen again. So, yeah, I learned from that. That won't be happening anymore. Hopefully.
That's hilarious. Now, what is Miss Mikey is playing in her iPod when she's rolling in a car and chillaxing? What are you listening to?
My new jam right now, girl, is Kelly Rowland's new album. And it is just amazing. Like, I love it. I'm so proud of her and happy for her accomplishments. And she's somebody that I really look up to. Through adversity, she still remains humble. She remains a lady, and she just persevered. Like, it's just a great story, and her album is amazing, and she tells such great stories, and it's just something that a lot of women can identify with. So, yeah, that's on a repeat, like, every day, like, since this job.
You said the project that you're working on that you're not supposed to be talking about is going to be out in a couple of months. What else are you doing that we should keep an eye out for?
Just expect to see Mikey on some TV, on some, you know, some movie screens. And,
okay.
I'll just leave it at that. Yeah, I'm dipping and dabbing. Okay. I'm spreading my wings. So it's a lot of great things in the works right now.
Now, I loved your hair when you came out. That signature hairstyle was dope. But since then, you switched it up a bit. Are you going to go back to something a little more risque, or are you just going to keep it, like, you know, good?
The mohawk was very, very, very risque. Yeah, I'm a risque type person. You know, I like to do things that everybody is not doing. I'll kind of be a trendsetter and do things my way. So I wouldn't, right now I have half of my hair shaved, and then the other half is like long tresses. And I'll switch that up. Sometimes it'll be shaved, and then it'll be like a shorter bob cut. Like, and I'm kind of playing with that style right now, different colors, and, you know, the way I curl it or whatnot. But that's something that I'm really thinking about right now, actually. Like, what is going to be my next look? And it's going to be something bold.
Well, whatever you wear is beautiful. Everything from the long cut to the short cut. All of it is dope on you.
How sweet. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, baby. Now, before we let you go, what advice would you give those who are pursuing their dreams and they kind of getting a little discouraged? What would you say to them? Because right now, the world is watching your dreams unfold and come true with what you're doing. What would you say to someone that's, you know, kind of on the edge and saying, you know, I don't know if I'm going to keep doing this. I just may need to quit. What would you say to them?
Hard work, dedication equals success. Like, it's not rocket science. If you sit down and really look at everybody's success stories, all of your favorite, maybe actors or singers, like, everybody has a story, and everybody's story was the struggle. Like, that's the beginning of everybody's story, how things weren't adding up. They got a lot of doors slammed in their face, a lot of no's, you know, but they kept going. Like, they kept working, and they kept building, and they never gave up. So That is just my biggest message to everybody out there. Like, keep going, really believing yourself. I'm big on speaking things into existence, and that's my big thing right there. Just speaking it out, which throw it out into the universe is very important. So speak positive things, have positive people around you, and stay persistent.
Wow, there you go, Miss Mikey. Thank you for coming on the Side Effect Radio Show. I do appreciate you and all you're doing. Stay positive. Keep smiling. You're beautiful. And I wish you much, much success. And I can't wait to see you on the big screen. And I can't wait to hear your music drop.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you all for tuning in to the Psy Effect Radio Show tonight. I do appreciate you. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with 106 in Park host Miss Mikey. Follow her on Twitter at Miss M-I-S-S. M-Y-K-I-E. You can also follow the Psy Effect Radio Show on Twitter and Instagram at I Am Psy. And don't forget, if you're on Facebook, don't forget to like the Psy Effect fan page on Facebook. And also iTunes. You can download the show and take it everywhere you go on iTunes. So until next time, continue to spread peace and love. Mm-hmm.